Blog Talk Radio.
God, we stand tonight amazed at your power, amazed at your strength, amazed at your glory. So tonight we offer this song to you just to let you know how we really feel about you. Come on, Ashley, help me sing this song tonight.
It's so amazing. Your love for me.
Your love for me.
It's so amazing.
It's so amazing.
Your sacrifice for me. For every blessing.
For every blessing.
Given to me.
Given to me.
For every valley.
For every valley.
You used to train.
To me.
Send me.
Come on, everybody, lift your hands and say, come on, everybody around the world.
Not for your grace.
Where would I be? Come on, lift your hands, everybody. Come on, it's so amazing.
It's so amazing.
So amazing.
Your love for me.
Your love for me.
So amazing,
so amazing.
Your sacrifice for me. For every blessing.
For every blessing.
Given to me.
Given to me.
For every valley.
For every valley.
You used to strengthen me. I don't deserve your tender mercy, not for your grace. Where would
so amazing, amazing. I stand amazed at your glory. I stand amazed at your strength. I stand amazed at your power. So amazing, amazing. So
well, Father God, we just want to say thank you. Come on, church. Give God all praise, glory, and honor. Come on. Come on. Enter in this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, it's God that has kept you. Amen. It is God that sent his only son to protect you. Amen. Come on. Will you open up your mouth this morning? Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Rekorobu Shana Mariki Shadaba. My Lord, my God. Oh, come on, everybody. Open your mouth. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord because he is worthy this morning. He's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Glory to God, Father God. Heavenly Father, we come to give you our honor, praise, and glory, and all the admiration. We come exalting your name above all names, for there's no one greater than you. Hallelujah. We come in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, your only begotten Son, and through his precious blood, oh God. We come humbling ourselves, oh God, in your mighty hand, oh God. Oh Lord, we come, oh God, seeking you first, your kingdom, and all your righteousness and truth, oh God. Lord, we thank you right now for new mercy and new grace, oh God, that you've given us in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, we come to be changed this day, oh God. Oh Lord, search our heart, mind, and soul this day, oh God. If you find any wicked way or error in us, oh God, let it be taken out right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, forgive us, oh God, as we repent right now and we turn from our sinful ways, oh God. Oh Lord, we follow you, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh Lord, forgive us for all our sins, our iniquities, our trespasses and transgressions, our sins of commission, and any other sins, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, our sins of deception, desires of this world, disbelief, disdain, disobedience, dissension, division, divination, doubt, egotism, envy, false burdens, insanity, lust, serious fornication, fretting, giving a sense of thoughts of greed, guilt, heart in these heaviness, hate, heart is hypocrisy, oh God, idolatry, impatience, indifference, intimidation, oh God, irritation, anything that's outside of you, oh God. Oh Lord, forgive us right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, deliver us right now, oh God, as we come believing to receive in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God, and we just want to say thank you, oh God, for your forgiveness, oh God, your loving kindness, oh God, anew. We can't thank you enough, but yes, still we thank you. Lord, we ask that you move mighty right now, mighty. My God, Heavenly Father, we repent, Lord God, for all our sins, and we just want to say thank you, Lord God, according to 1 John 1:9, that you have forgiven us, oh God, for all unrighteous, oh God, and cleansing us, amen, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and Heavenly Father, we pray that you would give each of us all the things that we ask according to John 16:23, we ask you, Lord Jesus, to do all these things that we ask for each of us according to John 14:14, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we are thankful for this day, amen. Well, this is the day that you have made up, and we can't help but rejoice and be glad in, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, for the lying down and the raising up this morning, calling our right mind, oh God. We thank you for the blood of Jesus Christ, knowing it cleanses us from all unrighteousness, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, it allows us to come boldly to the throne room of grace, according to Hebrews 12:16. We're thankful for the power and the blood of Jesus Christ, my Lord, my God, that protects and cleanses, that heals, that delivers, that sanctifies, that redeems, that justifies us and makes all things new, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Everybody, your word said that whatsoever we shall bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatsoever we loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven, according to Matthew 16:18, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Right now we bind all evil, wicked, demon, lying, unclean, tormented, demonic spirits and strong men, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We bind them in our presence and everyone that we pray for this day and this time. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and we loose them where Jesus sends them, and we bind them and command them to stay there. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God, we thank you, Lord God. We apply the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth over our homes right now, according to Exodus 12 and 7. Amen. We apply the blood of Jesus over every door and window of our homes. We apply the blood of Jesus over all the countries of our homes. We apply the blood of Jesus over every instant through our homes and exits of our homes. And we thank you, Lord God, for our homes and the blood of Jesus Christ that covers them. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, we apply the blood of Jesus over us as a witness for you wherever we go. Amen. A city on a hill that cannot be hid. Amen. We will not hide our light under a bushel, but we will let our light shine before men, and they may see our good works and glorify you, Heavenly Father. Amen. We will give light to all those in our homes and our surroundings, according to Matthew 5, 14 through 16. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, thank you, Lord, for our ministers, of God, and the blood of Jesus over them right now. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, we apply the blood of Jesus over our businesses and jobs. We apply the blood of Jesus over our finances and possessions. We apply the blood of Jesus over our bills, our checking accounts, and savings accounts. We apply the blood of Jesus Christ over all possessions. In the name of Jesus Christ, and everything we have and everything we will have, we thank you, Lord God, for our finances and our possessions and the blood of Jesus Christ that covers them. We declare in the cloud that the blood of Jesus is upon. Satan cannot enter, according to Hebrews 10, 4-23. And we confess then that Jesus is Lord over our families, our churches, our finances and business, jobs and possessions. No sickness, no poverty, no debt, no problems. But Jesus is Lord over our families and our lives, and where the power and the presence of Jesus is, sickness and poverty, problems and debt can't to remain. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree in the power right now, victory, victory, victory. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we cancel every assignment of the wicked one, every evil spirit, every assignment and holy way of the enemy. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Heavenly Father, we are thankful for so many things. We are thankful that your word, oh God, is true and established in the heavens, according to Matthew 24, 35, that your mercy endures forever, according to Psalm 118 and 1. Amen. That your grace is sufficient for us, according to 2 Corinthians 12 and 9, for your angels and for your protection, according to Psalm 91, for your salvation. Amen. That our names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life, according to Revelation 21 and 27, that everyone in our household of Savior, according to Acts 16 and 31. Amen. For your righteousness that is imparted unto us, according to 1 Corinthians 5 and 21. We are thankful for your Holy Spirit, the inward voice, the inward witness, the tell of the Lord, according to Proverbs 20 and 27, that you sanctify us daily in your word, according to John 17 and 17. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you for your peace that surpasses our understanding, according to Philippians 1 and 7. Thank you, Lord God, for every battle and every problem that we face. Lord, that the battle is an opportunity to cause our revelation knowledge part to become one solid rock, that the gates of hell can't prevail against us. Amen. Each and every battle is an opportunity for us to take root so we can bear fruit. Amen. We know that the trying of our faith turns into patience, causing us to form into perfect men and women, wanting nothing. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, thank you that we ask for you, hallelujah, that we're asking you for whatever we ask for you. You will give it to us. Hallelujah to your name, God. We thank you that we can ask you for wherever we will, and as long as we're connected to the vine, we have a petition that we ask for in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Thank you for your provision as you supply all our needs according to your riches and glory. Amen. Thank you, Lord God, for divine prosperity right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Thank you for healing us past, present, and future as you are, Jehovah Rapha. We thank you, Lord God. Thank you for divine help right now. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. For physical and spiritual healing, seeing, feeling, smelling, and tasting. Thank you for the sun, the moon, the stars, the trees, the grass, the air, the water, the plants, the flowers, the animals, the mountains, the valleys, and all other wonderful things you created for us. Yet we so often take for granted. In the name of Jesus Christ, help us, oh God, to exalt you even more in all our situations and circumstances, oh God. Hallelujah to your name, Jesus. Hey, come on, I won't say it. My God, help us, us, oh God, this day. Lord, help your children, oh God, as we cry out to you even more. Your heart says when the lights just cry out, oh God. Your help us in all our troubles, oh God. And we just want to say thank you, oh God, that you that have kept us and not ourselves. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for your Holy Spirit. Thank you for being present with us always. Thank you, Lord God, for the gifts of the Spirit, the word of wisdom, the word of knowledge, faith, gifts, and healing, working in miracles and promises and discerning the spirits, out of kinds of tongues, and the interpretation of tongues according to 1 Corinthians 12:8-10. Thank you for the fruits of the Spirit, which is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control, according to Galatians 5:22. Thank you, Lord God, for your faithfulness. Thank you for being the wonderful counsel, mighty God, everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, according to Isaiah 9:6. The way, the truth, the life, according to John 14:6. The light, according to John 8:12. The door, according to John 10:9. The bread of life, according to John 6:35. The good shepherd, according to John 10:11. The redeemer, according to Psalm 78:35. The King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, according to Revelation 9:16. Heavenly Father, we praise and we thank you for everything that you have done, for everything that you are doing, and for everything that you're about to do. Oh Lord, we bless your holy name right now forevermore. In the name of Jesus Christ, Heavenly Father, we know that our battle is not with the flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this age, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Therefore, we put on each of us the whole armor of God right now in the name of Jesus Christ, that we may stand and be able to withstand in the evil day. Heaven done all to stand. We will be strong in you, Lord, and in the power of your might, according to Ephesians 6:10-13. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we have Christ in us, the hope of glory, according to Colossians 1:27. So we shall prevail, because our battle is not ours, but yours, Lord God, according to 1 Samuel 17:27. Heavenly Father, we put, hallelujah, now put on each of us the breastplate of righteousness, according to Ephesians 6:14. And we pray your word that we have hidden in our hearts, oh God, that we may not sin against you, because you made Christ who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of you, God, in him. And we thank you. We acknowledge you, God, as our Jehovah Shikadua. Your word said it means righteousness. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, and Jehovah Rekadishkim, our sanctifier. Heavenly Father, we realize that our own selfish righteousness is a filthy rag in your eyes, according to Isaiah 6:4-6. But your word says, if we confess our sins, you are faithful and just to forgive our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness, according to 1 John 1:9. Heavenly Father, please forgive us of our sins. And by faith we receive our forgiveness right now. We want to be your loving and obedient children. We want to be your spotless bride, present unto you in glory and splendor, without spot or wrinkle, or any such thing, according to Ephesians 5:27. We want to be holy without blemish through the washing of your word, O God, of your word, O God, according to Ephesians 5:26, and acknowledge you as our Jehovah Methodistian, our sanctifier, and we want to be your humble servant, to walk in love, forgiveness, and gentleness toward each other, amen, showing the love of Christ, as your body, according to Ephesians 5:2, remind us that if we do this, we will exit out from your righteousness, and enter back into our own selfish righteousness, filthy rag, O God. Help us to be a doer of your word, not just a hearer only, deceiving ourselves, according to James 1:22, amen. So we may act upon the revelation knowledge you gave us, O God, and we just want to say thank you, Father. Oh Lord, we ask that you move mighty. Hey, my Lord, shut them up. We crucify our flesh now, according to Romans 8:13. Every now daily from selfish desires and live to do your desires, according to 1 Corinthians 15:31. In the name of Jesus Christ, we command the mind of our flesh to shut up. Don't talk to us about sin, for we are dead to sin, according to Romans 6:2. Don't talk to us about condemnation, for there's no condemnation to us, because we are in Christ Jesus. According to Romans 8:1, we walk after the Spirit and not after the flesh. According to Romans 8:4, we have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. According to Isaiah 53:5, we've been redeemed from the curse of the law. According to Galatians 3:13, we are blessed when we come in and blessed when we go out. We're blessed in the city and blessed in the country, our fruit, seed, and land, and storehouse are blessed. Amen. Everything we touch is blessed. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, it is prosperous. According to Deuteronomy 28:3, all these seeds shall come upon us and overtake us because we obey the voice of the Lord our God. Thank you, Lord God, that you did not give us a spirit of fear, but a power in the Lord and a sound mind according to 2 Timothy 1:7. Move mighty, O God, right now, O God. Heavenly Father, your word says we are not to be deceived, that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor homosexuals, nor sodomites, nor thieves, nor careers, nor drunkards, nor rivals, nor extortioners, according to 1 Corinthians 6:9-10. Your Lord can see the same, and such were some of us, but we were washed, but we were sanctified, but we were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus, and by the Spirit of God, according to 1 Corinthians 6:11. And we thank you, Lord God, Heavenly Father, we pray that our path is like the shining sun, and not of darkness of your word says, but the path of the just is like the shining sun that shines ever brighter unto the perfect day, oh God. The way of the wicked like darkness, they do not know why they stumble, according to Proverbs 4:18-9. Your word says, your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path, according to Psalm 119:105. Lord, you create a clean heart in us, and we thank you. You renew the right spirit within us, and we thank you. You make old things pass away, and we thank you that all things are new right now. You didn't cut a capsule away from your presence. You didn't take your Holy Spirit away from us. When we failed you, for your mercy endures forever. You restored us to the joy of your salvation. According to Psalm 51:10-13, your joy is our strength. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, Heavenly Father, we now put on each of us the helmet of salvation, and we decree the power that we are spiritually minded. According to Romans 8:6, we have the mind of Christ. According to 1 Corinthians 2:16, we take off the crown of our beacon. According to Romans 12:2, hallelujah, put on his helmet. We no longer allow our five corner senses to affect the way that we seek and exercise our spiritual senses, our spiritual healing, our spiritual sight, our spiritual touch, our spiritual pace, our spiritual prayer. According to Romans 8:14, we thank you for being our God of peace, Jehovah Shammah, according to God's heart, to your word, oh God. And we just want to say thank you. Hallelujah to your name, God. Heavenly Father, we ask you, oh God, hallelujah, that you give us knowledge, oh God, of your will, in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, and the strength and might of you, oh God, to be involved in what you want us to be involved in, and not to be involved in the things that you do not want us to be involved in. According to Colossians 1:9, your word says, if any man lacks wisdom, let him ask of you, oh God, and he will receive wisdom. We come asking to receive today, in the name of Jesus Christ, according to James 1:5. We ask for wisdom in every decision we have to make today. Amen. For the rest of our lives in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Tell us to remember that our mind is a church. According to 1 Corinthians 11:31, and we are always listening to fear or faith. Amen. Fear produces something of things not hoped for. The evidence of this world circumstances, evidence of things we can hear, see, smell, taste, and touch. The things that are simple, according to 2 Corinthians 4:18. God did not give us a spirit of fear. According to 2 Timothy 1:7, faith produces substances of things hoped for. The evidence of things from the word of God. Things we cannot hear. See, smell, touch, and taste. According to Hebrews 11:1, now these things are eternal. For both of these reports, we choose to believe the report of the Lord our God. According to 2 Timothy 1:12, oh God, we just want to say thank you. Heavenly Father, we ask that each of us would hear your word today. For our families, according to John 10:16, that we will not be deceived in any area. Hallelujah, that you will speak through us for our families, and that we will follow you and set clear path for our families. So follow according to John 16:13-15, that the word of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts be accepted in your sight, O God. For you are our strength and our redeemer. According to Psalm 19:14, let our mouth speak wisdom and the meditation of our hearts be of understanding. According to Psalm 19:3, let our speech always be with grace, season with strength, that we will know how to answer every man. According to Colossians control, Jacob. Give us the tongue of the learned and lead us to speak a word to him that is weary in season. According to Isaiah 50 and 4, Jesus, exhort one another today. Let any one of us be heartened through the deceitfulness of sin. According to Hebrews 3 and 13, help us to never criticize, condemn, or complain, because these are destructive weapons that kill, steal, and destroy. They are weapons of the enemy, according to John 10 and 10. Help us to abstain from all appearances of evil, according to 1 Thessalonians 5:19-22. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, Heavenly Father, implant in our hearts today that we are doers of the word, according to James 1 and 22. We are in Jesus, Jesus is in us. Amen. According to John 17:23, we are the body of Christ. Amen. According to 1 Corinthians 12:27, we are more than conquered through Christ Jesus. We declare the prayer right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. According to Romans 8:37, we are overcomers through Christ Jesus. We are came by the blood of Jesus in the word of our testimony. And we love not our life unto death. According to Revelation 12:11, we are the head and not the tail. According to Deuteronomy 28:13, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. According to Philippians 4:13, we, hallelujah, as we speak your word, we know it won't return back to you, Lord, oh God, but it will accomplish what it was sent out to do. According to Isaiah 55:11, if we touch anything according to your will, you hear us, oh God, and because you hear us, we have whatsoever we ask of, according to 1 John 5:14-15. Heavenly Father, we thank you. Hallelujah to your name, God. For it's written in Psalm, hallelujah, what will be that we will not forget all of your benefits. You, hallelujah, forgave all of the sins. And we have healed. We have been healed from all diseases. Receive it right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We have been redeemed. For you have redeemed our lives from destruction. You have crowned us with loving kindness and tender mercy. You set us our mouths with good things so that our youth is renewed like the eagles. You are merciful and gracious, so to anger and preachers in mercy. You have not dealt with us according to our iniquities. Lord, we just want to say thank you, Heavenly Father. And so is the heaven and high above the earth. So great is your mercy toward us. We will follow your Father. We fear you, O God. And so the east from the west. You have called our sins from us, and we thank you. Heavenly Father, we now gird our loins with the belt of truth. We are set free from bondages and strongholds according to 2 Corinthians 10 and 4. We operate in discernment according to Hebrews 5 and 14 that we may continue to be free. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, we take off all of dependency on the flesh and dependence on anything in this world or on this world system. We trust to think completely on Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. According to Psalm 31 and 1, we thank you that you are our healer, Jehovah Rapha. You are our provider, Jehovah Jireh. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, everyone, we thank you for being our healer. Our Jehovah Rapha, according to Exodus 15 and 26, we declare that you are our healing and wholeness in and over us. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, we are healing. We are the healing of God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Provide your healing, soulish healing, physical healing, healing in relationships. So we have been redeemed from the culture of the law. According to Galatians 3 and 13, we have been redeemed from sickness, poverty, and spiritual death. According to Deuteronomy 28:2-13, we have been here, hallelujah. We have the help of God. Amen. We have all God you say that we would have. We have your shoulders and our spirit, souls, and bodies. We present our bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to you, O God, which is our reasonable service, O God. We are not conformed to this world, but we are transformed today by the renewing of our mind to your word. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Amen. I'm almost shut up. Lord, you are on our side, and we thank you. We fear no man, according to Psalm 118 and 6. We are overcomers. We overcome all strongholds and bondages by the blood of the Lamb, which cleanses us from all unrighteousness. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, my Lord, my God, we thank you. Heavenly Father, we thank you that all of your blessings will come on us because we hear and obey your voice. We thank you, Lord God, that you have blessed us, oh God, that you have blessed us, oh God, in our going into. We thank you, Lord God, blessed is the fruit of our bodies. We decree and declare right now, which are our children. Blessed is the fruit of our ground, which is our possession. Blessed is the fruit of our cattle, which is our businesses. Blessed is the increase of our kind, which is our prosperity. Blessed are the flocks of our sheep, those to our house, that we have authority over. Blessed is our basket and our storehouse, which is our strength. Lord, you have commanded blessings on us, and we thank you. In our storehouse, and all we set our hands to do is bless. For you have blessed us in the land that you have given us, oh God. We thank you that you have established us as a holy people to you, that you have promised us, oh God, as we keep your commandments and walk in your ways. We are blessed because we refuse to walk in the cause of the ungodly, nor will we stand in the way of sinners, nor will we sit in the seat of a scornful. We delight, our delight is in your word, oh God, and on your word to do as we meditate day and night. We are like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its season. Our leaves shall not wither, and whatsoever we do shall prosper. According to Psalm 1-3, we bring all our tithes into your storehouse, oh God, that there may be meat in your house, and we will prove you now that you will open up the windows of heaven for us and pour out blessings, that we won't have room enough to receive all that you have for us, oh God, all that you have given us, most of it, hallelujah, that we'll have to give away, for as we have received freely, we shall give, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, your goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our life. According to Psalm 23-6, in you, O God, we will praise your word and put our trust. According to Psalm 6-1, we will not fear what flesh and blood can do to us. According to Ephesians 6-12, we know that all things work together for the good, because we love you and we are called according to your purpose. According to Romans 8:28, according to Romans 8:31, if you are for us, who can be against us? You are on our side, and we thank you that we will not fear what man can do to us. According to Psalm 118:6, now Lord, we bring our request to you. According to Philippians 4:6, oh God, oh Lord, help and move right now in the mighty way, oh God. Lord, bring healing to the blood right now for those that are in service, believing, oh God. Increase our faith right now to receive the miracle, oh God, that's already working on the inside. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God, let healing spring forth speedily, oh God. Release the healing balm of Gilead into your children right now. Bring in healing in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Hey. That it is so, oh God. And it shall be no other way. We give all over to you right now. We counsel every assignment of the wicked one. We come against every spirit on the line today, every hindering spirit, every spirit of division, confusion, every unteachable spirit, every fighting spirit, every spirit of fear, worry, depression, oppression. We come against every spirit of sickness, disease, and family affliction right now. We come against it right now. Anything that's outside the Holy Spirit is operating in us on this line, in our bloodline, in our home, in our workplace. We come against it right now, and we command you to cease your words and quiet the Holy Ghost in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Hallelujah, to your name, God. And we declare to God right here in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that we are going from glory to glory to glory, and wealth and riches are in our home. And we thank you, Lord God, and that there's no lack in our homes of your goodness in our lives, of your goodness, your faithfulness, oh God, your excellency. And we thank you. We say this prayer right now with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail, and the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwell in us all. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Welcome everybody this Sunday morning. Happy Father's Day to all the fathers today. May God continue to strengthen you, guide you, keep you, strengthen you, bless you. May God pour into you all that you need to lead your family. Amen. Hallelujah, to care for your children. We just thank God for one more time, you all. Hallelujah. I'm going to open up your lines. I just want to hear everybody's voice this morning. Good morning, good morning. All you can say is good morning, Beth. We just want to hear your voice. I ain't going to call your name. Good morning.
Good morning.
We just want to hear your voice. Good morning. Welcome.
Welcome.
Amen. God bless everyone. Good to hear y'all's voice. And welcome every guest and member of the Gospel Public Ministries. We thank God for you. If it's your first time here with us, the Gospel Public Ministries, we want to welcome you. We are the Gospel Public Ministries in Houston, Texas. Our pastor, Dorsey Mann, is already commanded a senior pastor. And we just thank God for this opportunity, you all, to be here one more time. Jesus. Like that when they say, if you only knew, if you only knew, glory to God, welcome. If it's your first time here, press 1. We want to pray for you. We want to pray with you. Amen. Just trusting God. I want you to know prayer works. Hallelujah. Prayer works. If you believe, you shall receive. Prayer works. Amen. We have Pastor Manny. Can I speak? Yes, we have Pastor Manning with us here today, and I was asking if it was okay for me to speak. I wanted to. We almost lost Pastor Manning on Friday, but God said no. We almost, Pastor Manning, and I don't know if you want to tell it, or I know we're going to, Evangelist Kim will be preaching, but I just want to say this, and we'll probably get more into it a week or two or more when Pastor Manning is ready to speak about what happened to him on Friday. He was electrocuted on the job site. And most people, it would have taken them out of here instantly. But we thank God for the blood of Jesus that he is here and he's recovering. We trust in God for a full recovery of every function of his body. So I ask you all to continue to pray for him. But you just never know. You know, when we get on here on Sundays, we always say we're so happy to see everybody knowing that God has kept us. And, you know, some of us have maybe went through some things, and, you know, man, I discussed it. And then some, you know what I'm saying, just to know that on Friday, I mean, you all, I'm not really talking about everything that happened on Friday. I'm just thanking God that he's here, and he's still here with me, and we can hear his voice, and God has kept him, because what should have been and could have been,
yeah,
did not, because God said no. And so we just thank God that you are here,
amen,
with us this Sunday, because it could have been a whole different.
Yeah.
So grateful. Jesus.
Amen. I'm so grateful. You know, God is so good. You know, this brings a whole new meaning to, if God be for you, who can be against you?
Jesus.
God is for you.
Amen.
God is for you. And he has his love and his protection that keeps you.
Jesus.
That's why I'm here. I'm here because God kept me.
Amen. And like I say, maybe we'll be able to share more to his real traumatic experience, you all, but I don't think either one of us ready to say too much about it. We just thank God for this day that God has kept my husband, kept that man, and just kept my children's father, you know, kept him. So we just thank God. God bless you. If it's your first time here, we want to pray for you, pray with you. If you pray someone, I was telling Pastor Man, I think you just need to rest, man. Just don't, you know, get up and rest. And he said, he was been decreeing, I'm going to be doing this by this time, and I'm going to be up by this. And he's been pushing towards those marks and trying to get him kind of slow down. And, you know, but, you know, when you trust God,
amen,
and you believe, you know, that God can do it, you know, you just be in expectancy. So each time he says that, by that time he's doing what he's already decreed and declared. It's like,
yeah,
we have to make, we have to learn to decree and declare. Believe it. Don't just say believe what you have spoken over yourself,
yeah,
and then expect it to come.
Amen.
You all so excited this Sunday. We have our very own minister on the roster, Evangelist Kimberly Redford. We'll be bringing the word today to preach words, so we're looking forward to it. At this time, we're going to go ahead and have our communion, and then we're going to have one song, our communion, and then after communion, the next voice you'll be hearing, my voice, and then I'll be bringing Evangelist Kimberly Redford that will be giving the preach word.
Yes.
Oh, amen. Stay right there. Don't go anywhere.
Come on, right now, can you stand to your feet?
and just enter in right now. Come on, just open up your mouths and begin to enter into his presence. I'm a living witness of what worship can do for somebody. Come on, that's it. Just open up your mouth and just love him right now. Hallelujah. We bless your name, God. That's it. Come on, come on. Worship him tonight. I need some worshipers in here. That's it. Come on. I need some worshipers in here tonight. In spite of everything that I've been through, in spite of every test, of every trial, been stripped, been lied on, been cheated on, been broke, I'm still here. Come on, come on, come on. Enter in. Come on, come on. We enter in. We enter in. We enter in. We enter in. Hasharoboko shataya. We enter in, we enter in. Come on, I need some people who know how to worship him. We enter in, and we receive, your joy. Tonight, we enter in. Oh yeah, we enter in. We enter in. We come into your gates with thanksgiving tonight. We enter into your courts with praise, Lord. We come to bless your holy name, Lord. Come on, somebody help me worship him tonight. Come on, come on, come on. We enter in. We enter in. We enter in. We enter in. Somebody help me worship him tonight. Come on. We enter in tonight. Come on, I need some worshipers in here tonight. Come on, come on. We didn't come to play church. We didn't come here to look at nobody. We come here to bless the name of Jesus. We enter in. We enter in. Oh, we enter in. My heart, my mind, my soul belongs to you. The price for me, yes you did, Lord, way back on Calvary. That's why I praise you, Lord. I'm gonna lift you up, yes I will. I magnify your name, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Look, make it. Judicial system wanted to put me away. Society gave up on me. Nobody trusted me. Nobody believed in me. But God held on to me. Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Let us enter in for our communion at this time. The Bible says in the book of Luke, chapter 22, verse 14 through 20, when the hour had come, he sat down and the 12 apostles with him. Then he said to them with fervent desire, I desire to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I say to you, I will no longer eat of it until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God. Then he took the cup and gave thanks and said, take this and divide it amongst yourselves. For I say to you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes. And he took bread, gave thanks, and broke it, and gave it to them, saying, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Likewise, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this is the new covenant in my blood I shed for you. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come to you now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Heavenly Father, we thank you that we can enter in communion at this time. We thank you that your word says in 1 Corinthians 11:27, that whosoever shall eat of the bread of life and drink of the cup of the Lord in any unworthy manner shall be guilty of the body and the blood of Jesus Christ. Your word says, let every man examine himself, so let each of us examine ourselves right now. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, we ask you to forgive us right now. Each of us that are in service right now of our sins, our transgression, our iniquities, our trespasses, oh God, cover each of us with the blood of Jesus Christ and cleanse us, each of all unrighteousness, oh God. And Heavenly Father, we thank you that we are now able to enter into communion with you at this time. We thank you that the Lord Jesus Christ went to the cross for us, that Jesus took our sins and our transgression and our iniquities and our trespass, oh God, to the cross with him. Amen. And we thank you that we can take this piece of bread, the body, in remembrance of Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that your body was broken for our sins and our transgression and our iniquities and our trespasses, oh God. Lord Jesus, we love you and we thank you. We remember your suffering and all. You were beaten and marred and spit upon and whipped and crucified for each of us. Your body was broken so that our body may be healed. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. We thank you that with your stripes that we are healed in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Dear Jesus, we thank you for your love, for loving us, touching us, and healing us. We thank you that you took the bread and you broke it and you said, take, eat. This is my body, which was broken for you.
Yeah.
And partake in faith in the name of Jesus. Dear Jesus, we now take this piece of bread, which is your body, it represents your body, in remembrance of you in faith.
Yeah.
Hallelujah, you may eat. Your word says in 1 Corinthians that after supper, Jesus took the cup and said to his disciples, this is the blood of the New Testament shed for you. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you shed the blood, shed your blood, amen, for us, and that your blood is our atonement. It justifies us, sanctifies us, redeems us, and cleanses us and washes away all our sins, all our iniquities, all our transgressions, and all our trespasses. And your blood heals us in the name of Jesus. We now take this in remembrance of you. You may drink. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray and we're saved. Hallelujah. We pray with thanksgiving to God be the glory. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. At this time, you all, let's be prepared to receive the message and then the preached word from my very own evangelist, Kimberly Redford, you all. We just thank God for this woman of God, this strong, powerful woman of God, filled with the Holy Spirit. She's a wife. She's a mother. Amen. Hallelujah. She's a gospel artist. Amen. I mean, she's a writer. She is blessed. Amen. By the best. Amen. She's always ready to give the word of God. She's a woman that is filled with so much joy, just ready to give it to others. She's a woman that believes in loving on others, amen. She believes in not judging you, hallelujah, by what other people say, but what you have shown in yourself is to help you get into a place to receive what God has for you. She's a woman that goes evil for, amen. You can trust her, hallelujah, for what comes out of her mouth, amen, because she's going to speak with what says the Lord, amen. And we introduce you now no other than our very own God is blessed evangelist, Kimberly Redford.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Yeah. All glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Can y'all hear me well?
Can you hear me well? Uh-huh.
Amen. 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 I'm going to go before him in prayer before I get started, if that's okay, and let you all come in agreement with me. Okay. Amen. Amen. Heavenly Father, I just thank you for this opportunity, God. Thank you for allowing me to come today and to go forth in your might, not mine, but your might, God.
Hallelujah.
I ask that you go before me and prepare the ears, the hearts, and minds of your people to
Hallelujah.
Receive the word that you have given me to share today, God, for your people.
Uh-huh.
And God, I ask you to let us be not hearers, but doers of your word so that we won't be deceived by that evil one. God, I just thank you for these pastors right now, God, for their heart for your people, God. And I ask that you would strengthen each of us daily as we walk in this word, God. We love you, and we give you all the glory, we give you all the honor, and we give you all the praise because you alone are worthy of it. In the mighty and matchless name of Jesus Christ, I pray this prayer, and it's sealed by the blood of Jesus. Amen and amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I just thank God. I give honor to him for this opportunity. I give honor to Pastor Dorsey, Pastor Talanika Manning of the Gospel Public Ministries for the for just the invitation to come and share today. It's such a beautiful blessing to be able to lift up God's name and share his word. So I thank you for this opportunity. And before I go forth with my sermon is going to be called Father, May I? Father, May I?
Hallelujah.
Before I go forth, my daughter asked, could she share a song? So she's going to go forth in song, and following her, I'm going to come straight behind her, and I'm going to give you the sermon that God has given me to share. Okay?
All
God
right.
bless. And my daughter is Shaquaria Redford.
Amen. Have your way, Holy Spirit.
We can't hear. You don't hear anything.
Oh, do I have to put it on speaker? Okay.
Yeah,
can you guys hear me?
Go ahead.
Hello.
Amen.
Go ahead.
Okay. Okay. Give me just a sec here. Yes, I'm getting ready to, I'm playing the song now, and it's a song by Cutlass called Finding Who We Are, and I'm getting ready to sing the song for you guys before my mom does the scripture. Ma'am?
The sermon.
The sermon. Do I have to play it out loud? Okay. In you, finding who we are. In you, living.
And I worship you, Father of life, Spirit of truth. And I worship you, Jesus, we call on you, we call on you, in you living, in you moving, in you finding you. In you living, in you moving, in you finding who we are. And I worship you, Father of life, Spirit of truth. And I worship you, Jesus, we call on you. Yes, we call on you, worship you, Father of life, Spirit of truth, and I worship you, Jesus, we call on you, yes, we call on you, come to worship with our voices, and know the love within your heart. We lift our hands and seek your presence and find ourselves in who you are. And I worship you, Father of life, Spirit of truth. And I worship you, Jesus, we call on you, yes, we call on you. And I worship you, Father of life, Spirit of truth, and I worship you, Jesus, we call on you, yes, we call on you, call on you, yes, we call on you.
Amen. Thank you, baby. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Worthy to be praised. Amen. First off, I'd like to say happy Father's Day to every father listening in. Happy Father's Day, Pastor Dorsey. Thank God for you being here. It's great to hear your voice.
Amen.
And I just want you to know that we are lifting you in prayer for complete healing and wholeness in your body. So you stay encouraged, and God bless you, ma'am. Amen. Hallelujah. And happy Father's Day to my awesome husband, Andre Senior. He's sitting on the side of me. I thank God for him and for him being a first-time grandfather as well. Got a double blessing to celebrate today. And I thank God for my father who's in heaven with God now. He was Minister Dalton Williams. And just being around these mighty men of God has taught me the value of a father. So I just thank God for you all. Now, while I know that there are many mothers who are raising their children alone, this day is reserved for our men that are caring for their children. So happy Father's Day to you all.
Amen.
Now, how many of you remember, amen, how many of you remember the childhood game, Mother May I? You remember that game? Do y'all remember, Pastor?
Yes.
Mother May I?
Yes, I do. Uh-huh.
So that was a game where, well, a person was nominated as the mother, and they would give directives, and then the person would say, Mother, may I? And she would say, yes, you may. And then you would execute whatever she told you to do. She'd say, take 10 giant steps. Well, that's what put me in a frame of mind for the sermon today. I was like, God, what do you want me to speak to your men? And he said, I want you to tell them, Father, may I? Father, may I tell you who God says you are? Father, may I encourage you. Father, may I celebrate you. Father, may I. Mighty men, before you became fathers, I want you to turn with me to Genesis 1 and 27. Genesis 1, verse 27, and God is going to tell you who you are in him. Genesis 1 and 27, it says, so God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, He created them.
Yes.
You are the image of the ultimate Father, the greatest role model any father could have in their life. Amen?
Amen.
A mighty God, a God that is without any sin, a God that is without righteousness. You are in his image. That is an honor. When your wife
Amen.
And children see you working hard and providing for your family, it's a memory that is unforgettable and it's so beautiful to behold. And fathers, I know it gets hard sometimes when the world is just beating you up and it seems like every time you desire to do good, evil is present on every hand. But I want you to know that when the world tries to put more on you than you can bear, remind the world that you are your heavenly Father's son, and greater is he that is in you than he that's in the world. And you can go right to 1 John 4:4 and tell them God sent you. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
God made
yes,
you
Lord.
Strong and mighty, man of God. He made you strong and mighty just as he is. You are the stronger vessel in your marriages according to 1 Peter 3:7. 1 Peter 3:7. Let's go see what it says in his word.
Amen.
1 Peter 3:7. It says, husbands, likewise, dwell with them with understanding, giving honor to the wife as to the weaker vessel, and as being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers may not be hindered. Now, this is coming from the New King James Version, just in case you want to know. But God is saying, strong vessels, your family wants you to lead. We need you to be the leaders
yeah.
of the house. It makes us
yeah.
feel safe
yeah.
and secure when you are protecting us.
Yeah.
When you show your strength in mind, body, and soul, you are unstoppable. The enemy can't touch you. When you're putting God first in your life, glory to God.
Amen.
We need you, men of God.
Amen.
Fathers, God
yes,
calls
Lord.
For you. Amen. Amen. Fathers, God calls for you to discipline and to teach your children. Go with me to Ephesians 6:4. Ephesians 6:4.
Yeah.
Amen. Ephesians 6:4. And it says, and you, fathers, do not provoke your children to wrath, but bring them up in the training and admonition of the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
God, Father. There's nothing like a father who will teach their child of God's holy word. There's nothing like it. It's just a wonderful sight to behold. Who will show
Jesus.
Love to his children. But it's not slack and chastising and discipline. You got to have it all. It takes it all. This is how children grow up to be strong and secure because that godly
Amen.
Foundation has shaped them. You know, and I know a lot of times we hear the world trying to tell you, oh, let them be independent. Let them do what they want to do. No, you do what God told you to do with your children and
Amen.
Your family. Because when you raise them up in the admonition of God, that's how you keep them from becoming statistics. That's how you help your children to grow. Amen. And it grows you as a father because your father is seeing that you are being obedient and you're following his word, not the word of the world.
Amen.
Pastor Tyronika said that yesterday. It's one letter that separates the world from the word, and that's that letter L. And that L is lies because that's pretty much all the world feeds us is lies. So you continue to stand on the word, fathers. Amen.
Amen.
Now, I love to get a story in the Bible that I really loved reading since I was a young girl. And it was the story of Abraham and his son Isaac. And that's found in Genesis 22. You don't have to read the whole chapter. I'm going to summarize it from what I got from it since I was a young girl. But the story goes on to tell about how Abraham loved his son Isaac so very much. But yet his love to his heavenly father was even greater. Now one day God tested Abraham in Genesis 22 and told Abraham to offer his beloved son Isaac as a burnt offering.
Yes.
Now certainly it broke Abraham's heart I mean, think about it. Burning your child on an altar, a child that you love with all your heart, and God is telling you to offer him as a burnt sacrifice. But you know what? Abraham was a beast. He took his son Isaac, put him on that altar to offer him as a burnt offering, and just before he was about to slay his son, God sent an angel to stop him from harming Isaac. And instead, God provided a ram in the bush to offer up. And I remember after I read that when I was younger, I was like, okay, God, you're taking it too far now. That's too much. Why would you tell him to do that? Could you have told him something else to test him? That little boy might be traumatized. You know, I was thinking this in my mind. But as I read further on in the Bible, guess what I saw, guys? I saw that I was reminded of Calvary's Hill. I was reminded of a cross. I was reminded of a Savior named Jesus Christ. I was reminded of three nails, and I was reminded of the blood that was shed so that each of us can have a right to live forever in paradise once life down here. So God, he's not going to tell you to do nothing that he wouldn't do. He actually went through with sacrificing his only begotten son. He did that for us because he loves us that much, guys. God is a loving God. He's a wonderful father, a wonderful counselor. He is everything that we all need, especially our men of God. So I want to encourage you, men of God, and it's a quick sermon, but it's a meaty one, and I want to encourage every man of God out there to lean on your Heavenly Father. Trust your Heavenly Father. If you need an example of a good man, you don't have to look no further but your Heavenly Father. So as I close today, Father, may I tell you that your love can heal, transform, and restore. Father, may I tell you that you are loved, valued, needed, and a blessing from God.
Yes.
Father, may I encourage you to never give up, never give in, keep pressing, and keep leaning on and trusting God at all times.
Yes.
And I know that we celebrate fathers on Father's Day, but to all of our godly fathers, we celebrate you every day of our lives.
Yes.
We love you. Happy Father's Day. God bless you all. And amen. Hallelujah. And that's
amen.
All I have.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Ooh, thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you so much. Evangelist, Reverend Hill, for that preached word. We thank you so much for putting us back in that place of the mindset of a father. You know, we have a father, you know, God the Father. That's who God is to us, God the Father. Not God the Judge, but God the Father. So we thank you for delivering that message for us.
God bless you.
God bless you. The doors of the church are open. The doors of the church are open. There might be one. There might be one who have never prayed the prayer of salvation. You have never prayed the prayer of salvation before, and you know who you are. That might be you today. Today is the perfect day, the perfect time for you to give your life over to Christ. Give your life over to Christ. See, we don't control time. Neither do we have time. We don't even know if we're going to be here tomorrow. We don't even know if we're going to be here in the next 20 or 30 minutes. You don't ever know. You don't never know. Hallelujah. But while you have this time right here, this very moment right here, will you come to Jesus? Will you accept him into your life as your personal Lord and Savior? This is the most important thing that a human being can do in their life. Hallelujah, be sealed, hallelujah, in the faith, hallelujah. This is the most important thing you can ever do, but you never know. You never know. Here today, gone tomorrow. Hallelujah. Will you come today? Will you press one today? Hallelujah. While you still have time. See, God is calling us to come back to him. To come back to him. This is the reason why he gave Jesus Christ. God the Father. This is the reason why that he gave Jesus Christ. For us to be right back where he is. Hallelujah. Seated in rest. Hallelujah. This is that promise. Evangelist Kim was right there in that place right there. This is that promise right there that God had given us. Will you come today? Hallelujah. There might be one. You have already prayed the prayer of salvation. But you realize that there are things right now that you just have not came out of yet. See, that old flesh itself, you still dwell in that old flesh itself. See, this calls for prayer. This calls for a renewing of your mind. Hallelujah. A renewing of the mind. Hallelujah. Putting it back on Christ and taking it off of you and putting it on Jesus. Will you come today? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Will you come today? Romans 12 tells us that we are transformed by the renewing of our mind. Hallelujah. Will you come today? Will you press one today? Will you be renewed? Hallelujah. There might be one. There might be one that needs some type of special blessing right now. You need God to heal you on the inside. Hallelujah. You may even need God to heal you on the outside. Hallelujah. See, there may be one that don't need anything for themselves, but trusting God to do something for their mother. Do something for their father. Do something for the child. Do something for the neighbor. The husband or the wife. Hallelujah. Will you come today? Will you bring it all over to Jesus today? Right now, while you still have time. Hallelujah. See, there's power in agreement. There's power when we come together. Touching and agreeing. See, not because I say so, because God says so. Will you come today? With your faith and my faith, evangelist, Reverend, her faith, Pastor Powell, and their faith, and each and every one of you that's connected right now, our faith together. See, things happen right now when we come together. See, God says when two or three are gathered together, as touching, you see, we're touching in spirit. We can't touch each other. We're touching in spirit. He said, there he is in the middle of it all, in the midst of it all. See, I can't afford to be by myself. See, God made it so we to be with one another. Will you come today and pray? Today, will you press one? Hallelujah. Amen. You know who you are. Hallelujah. There may be one, hallelujah, that's looking for a church home. You're looking for somewhere where you can fellowship. Somewhere where you can receive the word of God. Somewhere where you can pray. Somewhere where you can worship. Somewhere where you can receive the love of God. Hallelujah. See, we here at the Gospel Public Ministry, hallelujah, we would love to be your pastor. Pastor Tawanika and I, and every single minister, every single evangelist, every single apostle. See, we would love to just to love on you. Hallelujah. Evangelist reference. See, we would love to just love on you. Not like the world loves you, but like God loves you. Hallelujah. A supernatural love. Hallelujah. And a godly love without condition. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Will you press one today? Hallelujah. And we thank God there is no time or distance in spirit. So you could be in Louisiana right now. You can still be a part of the kingdom. You can still fellowship with us. You can be in New York right now. You can still come and join us. Hallelujah. God has already equipped you. You have already equipped us for the cause for us to be together. Hallelujah. And he sends us out together. Together. Will you come today? Hallelujah. There may be one. Hallelujah. Somebody got a testimony. Hallelujah. This is the time to testify how good God is. And I'm telling you, that God is good. Will you press one today? If you have a testimony, will you press one today? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There might be one. I have a testimony. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I do have a testimony. I thank you, Father God, for this opportunity for me to share with one another how good you are. Because you are good, and you are more than worthy to be praised, Father God. Father God, I want to thank you first. I want to thank you.
Thank you.
I want to thank you for what you're doing, and thank you for what you have already done, Father.
Yes, Lord.
See, when I tell y'all God is good, see, Friday morning, see, this was just a couple of days ago, Friday morning, I woke up and I was getting ready for work. And when I tell you, the Holy Spirit was speaking to me, and he was so clear to what he was saying to me. He said, I got a word for you, son. I got a word. And I need you to really hear. I need you to really understand this right here word. And I was right there in that place. I said, okay, well, God, I'm just gonna wait on you for you to give it to you. I'm going to wait on you to give me this word. And in that time, I stayed in that place of expecting God to do just what he said. He said, I got a word for you.
Yeah.
I'm expecting him. And I told my wife before I left out the door to go to work, I said, God has a word for you. I said, it's for me. I said, but my spirit, his spirit is in me. He's telling me to give it to you too,
Jesus.
This word. And I went on to work, and I'm telling you, I began to pray in the Holy Spirit.
Jesus.
I began to pray in the Spirit. I began to pray like I've always prayed in the Spirit, but this day I was just praying, and it was more of I didn't know what I was praying about. Sometimes you pray about something that you know about, but then when you pray about something that you don't know about, hallelujah. So I called my wife up, and we began to just open up, and I was just praying to her, and I was telling her, you know, what thus said the Lord, what God was saying, you know, what he was saying to me and what he was saying to her, the Spirit. So when I tell y'all, after that prayer, not even an hour later, I was on the job site, and I'm telling you, I was on the job site. And here it is. I work construction. I was at a chemical plant. This very dangerous place, probably one of the most dangerous places you can ever enter into. And I thank God for praying first.
Amen.
I thank God for being covered by the blood of Jesus Christ first, before you do anything, being covered. When I tell you, by the time I got inside of this chemical plant, 5 minutes later, one of the operators in there, he operates this machine. I was standing by my truck, which is a concrete truck, and he was standing a little bit away from his truck, which is a pump truck that pumps concrete. And he, with this big old machine, hit the electricity line, and it shocked me. Well, let me say, it electrocuted me. I got electrocuted three times. Friday, electrocuted three times. Had to be rushed off to a hospital. Fire, when he touched his electricity line, fire went through his truck. It hit the ground. It melted the tires on his truck down the mountain. Like every single voltage that powers a whole chemical plant threw all the power out, and electricity went through the concrete, through the ground, up through my leg, and electrocuted me. But when I tell you, I was crying out. My wife was on the phone, and I was crying out. I was crying out, just crying out. You're going to kill me. You're going to electrocute me. You're going to kill me. My wife is on the phone. I was crying out. And when I tell you that cry that I cried out, God protected me.
Yes.
God kept me. God is good, and he's more than worthy to be praised. See, even though electricity went through my legs and it hit my knees and it went all the way up my body, but it did not harm me because God is with me. God is in me, and God protects me every single time. Fire shot from my arm, fire shot out my knees. But I tell you, nobody can understand how did you just get electrocuted. You got electrocuted three times, but you did not lose consciousness. You did not die. You did not burn up.
My
God. Aaron Mendes got there and said, we can't understand how can you just say it was better if you would have had hit the lottery. This is a than to survive an electrocution. You have better chances for you to hit the lottery. She said, only one time we've ever heard of one person surviving, but even they had severe burns, but you have no burns on you. See, that is the glory of God. See, it's for us to trust in God in all of our hearts and lean not to our own understanding. See, the righteous cry out to the Lord, and he hears their cry. See, when you cry out to God, he has already charged his warring angel from heaven to guard you, to defend you, and to protect you. See, I know that God is good because I'm here talking to you right now. See, I ain't had to be right here in my right mind. Hallelujah. See, God have given me the opportunity to do his work. God has given his opportunity to be right here in the land of the living.
Amen.
And I thank you, Father God, that you did it for me.
Jesus.
I thank you, Father God, that you did it for my family.
Amen.
I thank you, Father God, that you did it for our church.
Amen.
I thank you, Father God, for being with us. Father God, won't you promise us, Father God, you do not go back on your promise,
okay.
Father God. And I thank you for being good all by yourself, Father God. But we just want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for being so good to us. Thank you, Father God. We thank you, Father God, that you love us so much. And I thank you, Father God, for showing us that great salvation. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I just want to say to me, thank you, Lord. When I was on the call, when he was crying out and screaming, you're going to kill you, execute me. I was on the call. I'm still playing it back in my mind.
Thank you.
And I guess when they ended up, line just went. It didn't hang up, but I couldn't hear him. I'm calling his name. I'm calling. Hey, what's going on? Can you hear me? Can you hear me? And I got up that phone. I called my mother. And I'm screaming. My body was crying out. The flesh was crying out. But my spirit, man, was strong. And I just was praying and covering.
Yeah.
My mama said, pull over. You know, come over. What's the number to the company? And I'm just crying. God gonna do it. God gonna save him. I'm crying, but I'm praying at the same time. My mama, she came into agreement with me on that phone, and the next call, I'm talking about even 3 minutes later, the phone rang, oh my God, and it was my husband. He didn't sound the same. The paramedics were over. It's like the paramedics showed it. They was all literally, they was right. I mean, it's like they were right there. I mean, we were praying, and God was already answering while we were still praying. So while I'm still praying, I'm around my mom and crying out. Just like Peter when they was praying, the church was praying, they was praying and he was knocking at the door. His answer bell was at the door. My husband was calling. He said, and the first thing he told the people, I gotta call my wife. They had to go find his phone. Because when he got electrocuted, he hit the fence and he took off the power that was holding him. And his phone went wherever, and they had to find his phone. And he called me, and I'm just telling you, it could have went a whole other way. So when that phone rang, and it was his voice, this aunt, and he was saying, let me know, the paramedics were already there. We're talking about in 3 minutes.
Right.
Less than 3 minutes, they were already working on him and getting him ready to take him to the hospital. And I ended up meeting him at the hospital, and God is, he's being restored now. You know, he couldn't walk much. He was in a wheelchair. But he kept decreeing the clan. I'm telling y'all, when you believe and trust God, and now he's doing a little dance now. But he couldn't walk. But each time he kept saying, by this time I'm gonna be walking. He told our girls, he said, we're going to be dancing. And then he said, I'm gonna be able to do this. And each time he spoke that thing, I'm telling you, he wasn't waiting about what man said. He already spoke over himself because we have a healer. Hallelujah. And each time he spoke, and I'm telling you, it's restoration. And I thank God for those who are praying and still praying for Pastor Manning for complete restoration and source. And we just thank God. And we just send the word of God that all things work together for the good for those who love the Lord and call according to his purpose. Amen. And we're right in that place. Amen. And just know that God is able in your situation while you're going. Just pray and trust God. The Bible says, it says, when the righteous cry out, he will deliver them from their troubles. And I just thank God. I'm telling you. Just
thank you.
He and my husband cried for his life like that, and then, oh my God, we did, and he's here today. I'm grateful. I'm grateful.
we shall make our boast unto the Lord.
Oh,
hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Just grateful. You all be blessed. Every time we're going to have our tithes and offerings, we're not going to hold on here long. It's Father's Day. Happy Father's Day. We want to celebrate our fathers. We won't have our 2 o'clock service, but I'll enter into the 2 o'clock to let everyone know and just, you know, pray for them and happy Father's Day so we can celebrate what God is doing, what God has done, and what we're trusting God to do. Amen. Knowing that God is able to do it. Hallelujah. God just keeps on. It's a blessing.
Uh-huh.
It is a blessing.
Yes.
Your voice and his memory is coming back. He had lost a little memory, you all. So even his memory, he's starting to remember more.
Right.
And stuff like that. He's starting to be able to use different functions from his body.
Yeah.
And he still has some things going on, but we trust God for
complete
restoration and healing. Even better than before.
Yeah.
Even better, because even your skin is different.
Yeah.
I was saying that. I was like, what? Anyway, that's a whole other time, you all. But God bless you. I'm telling you, God do it. When God do it, he took the hair off his arms, but it did not burn him up.
Man cannot explain.
It showed up. It burnt the truck up. The inside, the cab of the truck, burnt up. Everything. They cannot explain how he's here. There's just no way. Yes. And he's in Christ, and he is, and we are in Christ. Hallelujah, we're in Christ together. God bless y'all. He's back there, and he is having a good old time. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, you know it should have been, but God, come on now. It's one thing when it almost happened, but it's something when it does happen, and you come out. When you come out.
Oh, you.
Unburned. That's it.
That's different meaning to like fire shot up through my bones.
Yeah, we have the fire shot out of me, Lord. These are going down here. We're doing good. We thank God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you. This time we're going to receive our tithes and offering. You all, you can send if you have cash up to Pastor Chantel. Amen. You need to give us a call. Give us a call. We'll give you another way to send those tithes and offering. For the most of us, we have the information. So Heavenly Father, as we just want, we want to thank you, Father God, for one more time, oh God, for your miracle working power, oh God. Thank you for keeping us, oh God, keeping Pastor Dorsey Manning, oh God, on fire, oh God. It was you, Father God. Hallelujah. That sent your angels, oh God, over to encampment, your son, and keep him, Father God, in the midst of the storm, oh God. When the enemy tried to, when the enemy came in like a flood, oh God, you, your spirit lifted up the standard and you kept him. And we just want to say thank you as we receive, oh God, as we give today, oh God. Oh, let there be no lack in our giving, Father God. Those who will be giving up today, Father God. Those who come to their heart to give, Father God, we ask that you restore their stewardship, oh Lord, to your son, Jesus Christ, oh God, that they'll be able to give. And Lord, those who give today, oh God, that they plant the seed, oh God, let them prosper in their planet, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ. Let them receive double fold, oh God, for they planted, oh God, my faith, freely given, oh God, with a heart of thanksgiving. And Lord, we just want to say thank you, oh God. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name as we tithe and pray and give our offer today that you will open up the windows of heaven and pour our blessings that we are room enough to receive, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh God. We tell you for your word said that you will rebuke the devil, oh God, for our sake because of our obedience and paying our tithes and giving our offerings. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God, and we just want to say thank you and we love you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, amen. We're going to get our announcements. We're also wrapping up here. We have a little bit of time. We have devotion. Amen. Announcements for today, which is Sunday here at the Gospel Public, June 2021. Our announcements as following. You all, Mondays we have intercessory prayer at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. Wednesday we have our Bible study. Amen. Our prayer line is 732-434-2510. Bible study is 7 p.m. Central Standard Time here on 845-277-9213, which is our church service line, you all. And then on Saturdays we have our lead teachings. Amen. We won't resume until July because this week we have the convocation up there from the office of an apostle. Amen. So this has come. Amen. This next Sunday, this time, will be from the office of an apostle. Look at God, the elevation, you all. So come on out and let us know if you're coming. It's limited seating. So let us know if you're coming. Amen. And we're going to have reception after that. So, on Saturdays, but not this Saturday, we normally have our lead teachings where we resume those back in the month of July, 12 Central Standard Time, 12 noon Central Standard Time, amen. And then Sundays, we have our Sunday service, 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. service, amen, here at 845-277-9213. Monday to Thursday, we have the shout September this week, we will not have to shout you all because we're preparing for convocation. So I won't be in. I'll be at the another church during the weekend, ready for convocation to be affirmed in the office of an apostle. Amen. Hallelujah. I think that's all we have for now. And God bless everyone. God keep you. May God continue to strengthen you. We bless you here. Amen. We bless you to be a blessing. Amen. At this time, we have our devotion from Pastor Manny.
Amen. Yeah, we thank you. We thank you, Father, for every single word that you have enabled us to be able to receive today. We thank you, Evangelist Refford, you know, for that word, Father, may I? And his answer is, yes, I will. That's the will of God concerning you. God says yes to his. Hallelujah. Y'all enjoy Father's Day today. You know, every single father, you know, celebrate every single father today. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. Now may the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, that which is well-pleasing in his sight through Christ Jesus, to whom be glory forever and ever. And everybody do say amen, amen, amen again. God bless everyone. May God keep you. We love you over here at the Gospel Public Ministry. God loves you much, 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 much more than you can ever know. Remember, Satan is defeated.
Yes.
And Jesus is Lord.
Hallelujah.
Y'all have yourself a blessed
Sunday. Look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory. Let me lift my voice. Cares all past, home at last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear her say,
give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him. And I'll give him back so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally stop breathing,
I wanna hear
yeah.
King on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold streak, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when I get, but if you're asking, he'll give you that like can you imagine? Living